The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
So, America is afraid right now. America is afraid in two different ways, and we need to understand the fear on each side. One, there's a group of people in America that is legitimately afraid of guns because they didn't grow up around guns. They don't understand guns. They see these weapons on television and they look very, very frightening. You have television saying, you know, what do you use as a sporting rifle? Well, that is a sporting rifle. In fact, it wasn't a weapon of war. It was originally designed in the 1950s as a sporting rifle, but it happened to be more rugged, and so Colt had the license and they made them for the military. So this was a hunting rifle that then was adopted by the military. Well, you can't have high capacity magazines. High capacity magazines have been in rifles since 1911. High capacity magazines, some say, were invented in either 1820 or 1840, but we know that they came to market in 1893. So they've been around for a very long time. But people are afraid because they don't have any experience around them. And we have to understand that if you're a gun owner or you're a member of the NRA or you're in the Second Amendment, you have to understand people's fear. Now, let's flip this around. The left has to understand our fear. And our fear is you're coming after our guns. No, we're not. No, we're not. We've heard that for years. We're not coming after your guns. And yet we have had the whispers of Democrats who have then said, well, yeah, we're going to start here. But that's always been brushed off as conspiracy. This is why the right does not want to have a conversation with anyone in Washington about common sense gun legislation. Because we don't believe that you're not going to take all of the guns in the end. When President Obama said we want to do look at Australia. Well, let's look at Australia. It was gun confiscation. Well, look at what happened in England. It was gun confiscation. So those are the two fears. So now what do we do? Well, now we look at how this is playing out. Democrats are now gearing up for a gun-grabbing jihad. Now, how can I possibly say that? Well, with real authority, because you can look at the bill that they are developing. The Washington Examiner reported yesterday that Democrats are proposing a weapons ban and gun confiscation powers. And the inspiration didn't come from anyone on the left. It came from their new muse in the White House. After his comments on Wednesday, they were emboldened and they believe they have the power to begin the war on guns. Now, we don't know for sure what is in the upcoming proposed bill, but they are floating things now. Democrats are beginning to talk just enough for us to get a clue as to what we're looking at. The details include expanded background checks, the banning of certain kinds of weapons, and a plan to temporarily confiscate anybody's guns if they're deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. Okay, those all sound like common sense, don't they? But let's take it line by line. Expanded background checks. What does that mean? Currently, only 38 states require for everybody to put in all of the stuff for the background checks. Only 38 states. Well, let's just make sure that everyone is required to put, you know, domestic abuse and things like that into the background check. But that's not what we're talking about. We have a background check system, but Democrats are now worried about private sales. Okay, what does that mean? Well, if I'm going to sell my gun to a neighbor, you can do that without a background check. okay, well, maybe we should be able to have a background check. If somebody, if I'm advertising my gun in the newspaper or whatever, and somebody says, hey, I want to buy your gun. If it's a neighbor and I know them, do I have to have a background check? Well, we have to have background check. Okay. How? Do I go to an FFL? Are they the ones that are going to keep all of the records? Or do I somehow or another have to keep all of the records? By the way, does a background check involve a transfer? My problem here is if I want to give my Henry rifle to my son, does he have to have a background check? These are the little details that never get disclosed, and I can guarantee you that the Democrats aren't even going to try. Second, the bill is rumored to contain a ban on, quote, certain weapons. Now, Democrats are all up in arms over assault-style weapons. Well, what are assault-style weapons? Well, even though the vast majority of people in Washington have no clue as to what they're even talking about, Debbie Wasserman Schultz went on CNN yesterday as the poster child for the clueless liberal on guns, and she said, we have to keep, quote, high-capacity, rapid-fire magazines out of the hands of civilians. Well, I think that's going to be pretty easy because I don't know what a high-capacity, rapid-fire magazine is. They're also talking about any gun with a detachable magazine. Okay. If anybody doesn't know, a magazine is what you load all the bullets in and then you put it at the, you know, the bottom of the gun and it loads the gun. Well, that a detachable magazine also includes handguns and pretty much everything that isn't from the 1860s. Now, I've never heard of a magazine that can fire its own ammunition, let alone at a high rate of speed. But we should look into this before it's suddenly banned. She then went on to say that military-style weapons should be available only to the military. Okay, but that doesn't include the AR, because the AR was designed as a hunting rifle in the 1960s and only was taken in for the military. I'm sorry, designed in the 50s and taken in by the military during the Vietnam War. Armalite sold the plans to the military, who then adopted it with burst and rapid fire. The civilian models do not have that. It's actually more correct to say that the military is using a civilian-style weapon. But these people have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. Democrats want an all-out ban on semi-automatic weapons. That eliminates 80% of the market. 80. That will leave you with bolt-action hunting rifles and, you know, Wyatt Earp six-shooters. And finally, gun confiscation. Democrats are proposing a program where family and law enforcement could petition a court to have someone's gun taken away if they're deemed mentally unstable. Okay, all right. If the family can petition that, okay. But let's look into this a bit and ask, does this extend to anyone on medication? Will simply being on antidepressants now be enough to label you fully on mentally unstable? Let me ask you this. I begged veterans when this first started to break, how the government was pressuring the veterans. Just sign and say you have PTSD. You've never had a bad dream? Just sign. You get extra money for it. Will this include veterans? What about ADD medication? We are headed down a dark, dark path. Yes, we need solutions, but this bill is definitely not one. Let's hope that the president puts it right where it belongs, in the trash.
It's Friday, March 2nd. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So, yesterday, Condoleezza Rice was on The View, and she was saying, well, we don't need these assault-style weapons. Okay. Meghan McCain stepped up and said, wait a minute, my brother, my dad have these weapons. And it's not a problem. This is hunting. And she said, I know everybody makes fun of us when we say we hunt with an AR, but that's what you do. This is a modern sporting rifle. That's what it was designed for. So then we had Joy Behar. And Joy Behar chimed in and she said, well, what did you use when there was a weapons ban on these? Joy, let me respond. The same weapon.
It doesn't have any idea what that bill did.
She had no idea.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't take away. This is the problem. What they're going to do is, at first, they will say, we're going to ban the sales of all these weapons. You can't buy them. Okay. Well, that leaves about 320 million guns out in the system. And what they'll do is they'll say, you can't sell those kinds of guns. Anything with a detachable magazine on it. Okay. Well, all of those guns are already out in the system. There is also something, becoming an epidemic in what's called ghost guns. Because you can buy all of the pieces or make all of the pieces now with 3D printing of guns. You can assemble them. You can buy pieces online and assemble them yourself. Now they're not registered. Who do you think is going to get that? Who do you think is going to be doing that? Law-abiding citizens? By the way, in all of the shootings, all of the mass shootings in our country, never has there been an NRA member. No NRA members have ever been a part of that. I just want to let you know. So she says, what is it that they used? They used the same weapon that was just banned. What you have to do if you really want this to reduce the number of these weapons is you have to then go door to door and confiscate all of them. Oh, but you've promised us already. That's not what you want to do. By the way, out of all of the shooters, what is it, 7 of them or 9 of them were under 21? And out of all of those shooters, I believe only one of them purchased their gun. Every other gun they got their hands on because of someone else. They're not going out and buying them. Oh, hang on. One other thought, Democrats. Because I know discrimination is horrible, right? There are laws to prevent discrimination. So now you have stores who are going out and they are saying this is a constitutionally legal weapon to sell. And I will sell it. I will sell the AR, but I will not sell it to someone under 21. Yet, that's not what the law says. The law says that at 18, you can buy the weapon. Isn't this age discrimination by Dick's? If Dick's decided to say, you know what, we're really having a problem in the inner cities of Chicago with these weapons, so we're not going to sell these to any black people. Do you think that would be called discrimination? Because you don't trust people under 21. You are deciding that you aren't going to sell a certain item. You'll sell it. But just not to these people. My gosh, what kind of discrimination? Sounds almost like a wedding cake issue, doesn't it? I provide that service, but I'm not going to sell it to them.
And it's specifically banned in several states. I mean, discrimination based on age. California is a big example of this. I don't think Walmart or Dick's are going to be able to implement this policy
in
California.
Well, I certainly
legally.
I hope somebody sues them for discrimination.
They should. Because they're breaking their own laws.
Yep.
Again, I think there's a...
And again, the left is again showing themselves as... And I say this... Please, if you happen to be somebody on the left, I say this knowing what the right looks like now as well. I wish we had some moral high ground, but we don't. But the left has exposed themselves of, you don't really care about discrimination. You will discriminate if you want it bad enough. You'll discriminate. You're doing it here with weapons. How?
Remember some of these states that will not allow ladies' nights at bars because you can't give cheaper drinks to women or free drinks to women and not to men, or free admission to women and not to men. You can't do that because it violates these discrimination laws. How this, you know, bill by, or this move by Dick's and others doesn't violate that, I have no idea.
Well, there's one way. That it will be heard in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is wrong more than any other is over their decisions are overturned more than any other court in the land. But also because justice in America is no longer blind.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.